Well, what's it like to call Highland Park home? We're learning more about the man charged with the shooting and his fascination with violence, his online life. We'll have our conversation about that at hereandnow.org. But what must it be like for residents to have that poison seep into their community? The Anti-Defamation League's Midwest Regional Director, David Goldenberg, lives in Highland Park. He was at the parade in the morning before the attack took place. But still, David, it must have been so chilling. What a horrific attack.
Absolutely. You know, it's been a lot to process. Mm-hmm. There's lots of emotions that me and my kids and my wife and our family and our friends and neighbors are going through, anywhere from anger to sadness to anxiety felt by many other communities, unfortunately.
It would be natural for people to say, why me, why us, why our town? But now we're seeing from Buffalo to Uvalde, Texas, to Highland Park. There's no rational thought behind this. But a large number of residents of Highland Park we know are Jewish. So what's been the response there as news comes out about the alleged shooter's hate and violence-filled online life?
First, it's important to sort of recognize that there's still a lot to learn about what this individual's motives were. ADL has been looking at this individual and his online presence and other information that we have access to since his identity was released. And we have not identified any direct linkages to extremist networks or even extremist ideologies or anti-Semitic ideologies like we've seen in the case of some other mass shootings. But still, the effect and the impact that this mass shooting had is in general not much different than other mass shootings that we've seen around the country and that is felt throughout the entire community. And so to the extent that the Jewish community feels anything different, I think, than other communities, certainly because of a rise in anti-Semitism, there's been folks have been on an edge in general. But I think we as a community across the board, Jewish, non-Jewish, whatever someone may be, we're all feeling the effects of it, and we're all there for one another.
Well, and we rush to point out, while there may not be a group that the alleged shooter allegedly belongs to, that the sites that he frequents are, you know, disgusting and hate-filled. But it sounds like you're saying a broader hate, you know, not one that's directly at Jewish people. Although we know there was an incident of anti-Semitic hate speech in Highland Park in April.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's been the distribution of anti-Semitic propaganda and flyers throughout the North Shore of Chicago, the Western Chicago suburbs, Southern Wisconsin. I mean, we had an incident over the weekend in a city just over the Wisconsin border. We had another one in a Northwestern suburb of Chicago. This is the distribution of anti-Semitic flyers, and we continue to see the same flyer distributed over the last 6 to 8 months or so, and not just here, but around the country. Mm-hmm. Certainly the violence, the celebration of violence that it appears that this individual had is certainly concerning. And when I think about it in the context of things that have happened in other shootings, you mentioned Uvalde, you mentioned Buffalo, it's just this, I don't know if I want to say the normalization, right? But we're the only country in the world that continues to have this problem. Enough is enough.
A lot of us feel that in order to do something like this, you have to be mentally ill because we can't find any other way to explain it. But a report came out recently saying that, no, in fact, there's a huge distinction and most of these mass shooters are not what you'd call mentally ill, which leaves kind of hate.
Look, I think it's important not to take mental health and place a stigma on it. Individuals who carry out these acts often are very deliberate. And these attacks are thought out. And so we have to be careful on sort of what stigmas and characterizations we place on them to not paint a broad brush because we have to understand them. But what I would also say is to maybe perhaps turn it and looking at the effect on the community that it has. And that's perhaps where I've been really proud of the city and the home that I live in, where neighbors have turned to neighbors and people offered shelter to individuals who they didn't even know and families who they didn't know, or picking up kids who maybe they weren't theirs, but they were just trying to get them to safety. I mean, my family, we were fortunate in that we were a quarter mile down the parade route. So I didn't personally experience the chaos that was the immediate shooting. I didn't hear the shots fired, but still the after effect of what I see with my kids, my little one asking us if there's always going to be a shooter at the 4th of July parade, my middle one not wanting to go to bed until he actually spoke with one of his best friends. Like, he didn't want to take our word for it that he was okay, but he's like, no, you need to get them on the phone. And then my oldest, who, you know, barely slept, and that story is tame compared to the stories that we've heard from our friends who are there where the shots were fired and what their kids have experienced and what they're going through. And so that's where that showing the strength is just going to be so important.
Mm-hmm. You know, as someone who's with the Anti-Defamation League, working for decades to draw attention to hate that's directed at the Jewish community, I'm wondering, you know, if there's a part of you saying, this is what we're talking about.
There's no question about it, right? When hate goes unchecked, people do dramatic and drastic and horrific things like this. And it is that normalization of hate. It's these normalizations of mass shootings that we are deeply, deeply concerned about.
Yeah.
And while the linkages were not seen any, at least initially, there's still a lot to learn initially, any direct linkages to extremism or anti-Semitism or racism that drove this particular individual, the effect of it is horrific. And the different sites that this person visited and had a presence on, like, there, we have to understand that when hate is allowed to manifest itself, there's going to be horrible things that could potentially happen.
Yeah, yeah. David Goldenberg, Midwest Regional Director for the Anti-Defamation League and a resident of Highland Park, his wife born and raised there. What a wound to your community. David, best to you in the healing.
Thanks so much for having me on.